Welcome, everybody, to Armless Octopus Podcast. We haven't done one of these in a long time. I really haven't. Joining me is Dave.
Hello there.
I gotta say the full name. Dave makes everybody standing next to him look like crap boils.
You got my last name correct.
I did.
Amazing. Yeah, and most people tend to butcher it, so.
Yeah, well, I asked you at one point because
butcher
it. And Wayne, I'm gonna butcher your last name because I haven't asked you how to say it yet. Nah, I won't. I'll let you say it. Wayne.
It's Kubiak.
Kubiak.
That's actually what I was going to say, too.
I was scared. I don't know.
Well, if a name like Kubiak and your picture is like a mountain man, 8-bit pixelated mountain man.
Fair enough. Anyway, it is us again. We were talking about bringing back the old podcast. We're going to try and make it. We don't know how often so far. Right now, we're kind of thinking every 2 weeks, but that may change, you know, because we all have other jobs and other things to do, and, you know.
Life is overrated, right?
It's true. It's true. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and bring it back. Please let us know what you guys think of the show, you know, all that crap, commenting, rating, and all that stuff. But moving on, we're going to make this a really quick thing, but do you guys want to go through the standard podcast tropes and go through what have you been playing and all that stuff?
If you want to do it quick, sure, why not?
Yeah. Here, I'll even bring out a stopwatch. I will give each of us 5 minutes, another 5 minutes for discussion.
5 minutes. Let's do it quick, lightning fast, lightning round.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Let me get the stopwatch going. Let me see. Online stopwatch.
I didn't even know such a thing existed.
It does. I'll give you 1 minute to say what you've been playing, and then we will talk about it for a minute, and then we'll move on to the next person. So, Wayne, go.
Been playing a bunch of Battle Block Theater.
Cool.
Yeah, the new behemoth jam. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
Me and my buddy Smith, we probably spent, I don't know, maybe like 6 hours or so playing the co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And I maybe played like the rest of it for like an hour or so. But it's kind of cool how different the co-op is versus the single player game, despite being kind of like the same thing.
And it very much has like that distinct behemoth art style too.
Yeah.
Anything
I was
else?
Actually kind of worried for a while that it was, I'm not going to be up to par, especially after all these years and stuff. But I don't know. It really has a good feel to it.
I've been hearing people rave about it, too. So if I had more time to play, I would definitely hop on board that, too. So, Dan, are you next?
4, 3, 2, 1. All right, there's a minute. I figured we would talk about it, do our rebuttal. I was trying to answer, but anyway. Yeah, you know what? To be honest, the Battle Block Theater looks kind of cool, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. I was not the biggest Castle Crashers fan. Like, I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it, but it's not like, you know, I didn't pleasure myself into buckets about it. You know, it was good. But it was just like, you know, hey, it's Final Fight with, you know, different art style and all that kind of stuff. I mean, granted, it was more than that, but I don't know. I liked it, but I wasn't crazy about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think my only real problem with Castle Crashers is that I wanted more.
Mm, yeah.
But I think that's a kind of a problem with, the brawler style games in general.
Yeah.
Is they're just not very long.
Well, that genre is not deep, and I think it kind of benefits from that, is actually not being too deep.
Yeah.
But anyway, Titty Sprinkles, you guys got anything else you want to add to the Battle Block Theater?
That's all I know about it, so my knowledge of it is somewhat limited.
Okay. All right, I'll go next.
Beautiful.
All right, so let me start with my little stopwatch again. There we go. All right, so I've been playing Oregon Trail. It's pretty
nice.
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot. It is one of those things where whenever you start to get screwed over in that game, it feels like some random number generator is just screwing you hard. Like, it is not, like, I'll be like, all right, dude, I'm going to, you know, because when you start the game, you're able to set up all the stuff that you want to, you know, all the supplies you want to start with, like all the resources.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, you know what, I'm just going to dump a bunch of points into gas so I don't have to worry about that. Well, it seems like the game knows that, like, all right, he has a shit ton of gas, let's make all these random events happen that ship loops gas, you know, and I don't like that. Maybe I'm just unlucky, but it seems like that happens a lot. But altogether, I mean, I enjoy the game. What is it, like $1 or something like that? It's definitely
worth it. Yeah, I bought it on iOS a while ago.
Yeah, I heard it was on iOS. I don't play mobile games. Anyway.
What?
That's just me. I don't have a commuter or anything, dude. I work from home.
Oh, yeah.
I'm weird about the mobile games, too. Like, I can never feel like sitting down and playing it like I would like a handheld, even.
Right.
Right, yeah.
It just feels weird, right. Like, sitting on my phone. Like, I don't know. It's my phone.
No, yeah. Anytime I play a game on the phone or anything like that, it's sort of, I think to myself, this isn't a real game. This is a distraction.
Yeah,
I definitely get that gist too.
Yeah, but that's just me. I mean, I even kind of feel like for me, if I'm playing a console game, fantastic. PC game, just fantastic. Handheld game, it feels like I'm playing like, you know, most of what I would consider a game. And then once I get down to mobile, it's like, yeah, this is like 10% of a game.
Well, I think it's because of how we grew up. We're like a younger generation. Like, my girlfriend's son is 6 and plays the Vita and iOS all day. Yes, I think it has a lot to do with that.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, and not having buttons kind of bugs me.
Yes.
Not having sticks and buttons.
That tactile feel is definitely something that I miss a lot.
Yes, mm-hmm. Require. Other than that, I haven't really been playing any other indie games, so, Dave, Pretty Boy Voiles.
Yeah, so I've been, I have to tell you, I moved a few months ago, went back to my mom's house, and I grabbed a bunch of my old consoles from her attic.
Did you post about it on Reddit? Because I hear that's the thing to do.
I probably should, but I found some Dreamcast games, but more importantly, I found, my old GameCube with Wind Waker and a whole bunch of other games. So I go to plug it in, and sure enough, I'm missing the power pack. Buy the power pack, plug it in, go visit my mom again the next day, only to realize I had a power pack there the whole time for the GameCube. Anyway,
so when you say you plugged it in and you were missing the power pack, what you mean to say is you didn't plug it in and you're just...
I was like, oh man. So whatever, $14 wasted on Amazon.
Yeah.
So I go to play Wind Waker. I get to a spot where I have to crawl and use the R trigger. Can't do it. And I realized the controller is broken, that one trigger. So I buy another trigger, another game.
I would say just a trigger. Shit, dude, you're a braid.
I know. So then I go to save the game. And I know the memory card works because my brother has like a Mario Party file saved on there.
Mm-hmm.
Go to save and does a little process of saving. Go to load it up. It didn't save.
Aww.
So I go see my brother and ask him, hey, what's up, man? And he goes, yeah, I think the memory card's broken. It took me forever to get it to work and it's iffy. So I went on Amazon and bought a memory card. So I'm waiting for this thing to come. Well, no, so that's only the beginning of my Wind Waker journey, mind you. I have a really nice desktop.
Keep going, please. Yes.
Yeah, I have a really nice desktop. So I tried getting Wind Waker to work in that.
Mm-hmm.
Just played through the Dolphin emulator.
Dolphin emulator, yeah.
Yeah, so I go to play it through that. And sure enough, my disk drive on my desktop doesn't work. So I order a replacement disk drive, get it sent over from Amazon, install it, and I realize I need one of a select few disk drives that can rip GameCube disks.
Well, if you own the game, I'm pretty sure it's legal just to download the ROM.
Yeah, they're like really hard to find, though.
Oh, I got a place. I got a guy. I got a ROM guy.
I'm going to have to talk to you. Because, I mean, like, you see, I own all this stuff, but I'm going in circles to get these stupid things working.
Yeah.
PlayStation emulator works fine. But long story short, that's my struggle. To play Wind Waker.
For those of you who are interested in emulators, I will warn you right now, and I've asked this 1,000 times, there is no such thing as an Xbox 360 emulator. I'm telling you that right now. You can find a site that says it's an Xbox 360 emulator. Yeah, go ahead and unzip that thing and run it. See what you get.
Yeah.
Not Xbox 360, I'll tell you that. Anyway.
So, actually, what I have been playing, I played Guacamelee for a review on Vita. The game is outstanding. Give it 4.5 stars out of 5.
On the site right now.
Yes. It's on the site right now. Went up yesterday. I love that game. But additionally, I've been playing through the Blackwell. I want to say it's a trilogy, but I know it's not. It's a series of adventure games by Wadjet Eye Games. He's a local developer here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They're old point-and-click games that he made maybe 6-7 years ago, and went back and kind of remastered them and has commentary throughout the games. So each one's about 2.5-3 hours long, but I love point-and-click adventures. So that's Blackwell.
That is where you and I differ.
Man, I could play point-and-click all day.
God.
And oddly enough, or coincidentally enough, one of his most recent titles was Gemini Rue, mm-hmm. which came out on PC about 1.5 years ago and was just ported to iOS today for $4. That is worth every penny. If you like Blade Runner and point-and-click adventures, Gemini Rue is your game.
I like Blade Runner, but I don't like point-and-click
adventures. So I went over a little over on my time there, but...
No, it's fine. I got lazy and closed the window already. But I got ADD, man. I just crazy, but yeah. So it's $15. That's how much is the going rate for a GameCube charger on Amazon?
Not charger.
What's the power brick?
Power brick, yes. And then the remotes are like $50 for a Nintendo one.
Jeez!
Or you can buy a knockoff one, it's like $15, so I just tried my luck with that, but
That was really the most expensive GameCube purchase ever.
Yeah, really, right? And I have two GameCubes. That's the worst part. I'm like, oh my. My brother was like raided all the good stuff years ago. So.
I think at this point you're like within your legal bounds and moral bounds to just emulate the damn thing.
I know. I mean, like, how much of this can I have? But yeah, so my home's a museum. I'm going to set up my old consoles at some point, but I have two original Xboxes, three PlayStations, PlayStation 2, two PS3s. I have so much crap in this house.
Well, I mean, and it's fine. You know, I fell down the emulator rabbit hole like a couple years ago. and it clawed my way out, you know, because it's really easy to sort of get wrapped up in all that, and then I fell down it again about a month ago, and yeah.
Yeah, I had the same issue with my Sega Saturn. I still have it, and it works fine, but...
What is there to play for the Sega Saturn besides Panzer Dragoon?
There's so many games. And, like, America had a really limited catalog, mm-hmm. but in Japan, it was really well supported. So if you like RPGs or shmups and bullet hells, there are probably hundreds for the Sega Saturn.
Are they in Japanese, though?
Well, the RPGs are, for the most part.
Hell, how am I going to enjoy them, man? I don't speak Japanese.
Well, do you like fighting games? There's a ton of great fighting games on it.
Okay.
Which... You know, I don't really care about the Japanese for, but
you just said you hated the Japanese. I'm gonna hold you to that.
Yeah, but the shooters are great. There are so many shooters.
Radiant Silver Gun, man.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Which I actually went back and played two nights ago.
Cool. See, anyway. Man, just on the same wavelength.
That's
what
right.
What if inside you, Dave?
Yeah. Hey, not the first person that told me that.
Take a little back of them ribs, man. I'll make you. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Now that I'm at full mast, we will go something else on. All right. So anything interesting going on in the indie game news I have not been keeping up on because, you know, like I said, we all have very hectic lives. PAX East was just recent. You guys see anything cool at PAX East while you were there?
I'd nonstop seeing cool things at PAX East. It might as well have been called like Indie Games East.
They're usually really good with their indie games. Like last time I went, they were really solid. Oh, Dave's Uh-oh. Breaking up. We're losing you to the robot noises. All right. Well, Dave was talking about how he was going to reboot his stuff. So hopefully he'll do that real quick because we're losing him. But anyway, moving on. Really, we don't have a whole lot else to talk about. We're kind of trying to get things under wraps. We're actually working on a preview type thing where we're going to be able to watch or play games, you know, sort of like in a quick look bane comment on all that kind of stuff. More video reviews we're going to try and come in. More regular reviews. Guacamelee just went up. Well, let me see what the date on that was. That was yesterday, actually. So by our good friend Dave Boyles, it is going to be for, I believe it's PS3 and Vita crossplay. So. Anyway, armlessoctopus.com. We'd love to hear what you guys, if you guys want to hear anything particular about the show, if you guys have any suggestions or anything like that. Thank God Dave just disconnected. Jesus Christ. all right. So, yeah, that's going to be up for us this week. We may do another one a little bit later this week, just a little bit longer. We just wanted to touch base, hug each other, let you guys know that we're back. We kind of had a long hiatus there, but yeah, we love you. Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye. We love you.
Yeah.
Dave, I think we're going to get much from Dave, but Dave loves you too.
He does. He told me. He whispered it into my ear during a moment of embrace. So anyway, yes.
It was beautiful.
Yes. We're talking about me and you, Dave, doing disgusting things together. I heard a chirp of... I'll take that as a... We want to do it again. I'll take that as a good thing. So anyway, I'm stopping this now. You guys have a wonderful week. We will see you later. Pisces.